This is from Sweetwater by Roxana Robinson. Hope was what Isabel was bringing to this marriage with Paul. Grief had established itself at the center of her life, and though it no longer stormed through her, drenching and overwhelming as it had at first, it was not gone. She still felt the grayness of her first husband's absence from the world. She missed Michael. She hated for him being gone. She tilted her head back against Paul's chest and looked straight up at the great arch of the sky. "It's so clear," she said.
"Too clear, actually," Paul answered. "We're hoping for rain."
"This is heaven," Isabel said. Her voice in the great openness around her was small. Paul put his arm around her.
"Exactly," he said with satisfaction. "Now will you never leave me?" From A Place of Yes by Bethany Frankel. I'd never seen a scarf quite like the one I saw that afternoon in Neiman Marcus. It was the softest cashmere I'd ever felt, with the most vibrant colors. It was gorgeous. It cost $500. Unfortunately, I didn't have $500. I checked out the scarf and saw that, according to the label, it was called a pashmina. I asked my assistant to search pashmina and see what she could find out. There were only two, a company in Ohio and a company in India. I called the source in Ohio, but they wouldn't just sell me one. The minimum order was 10 at $110 each. At this point, I still just wanted a pashmina, so my immediate goal was to figure out whether I could buy 10, keep one for myself, and find 9 other people to buy the rest of them. Maybe I was hitting a moment in women's fashion. Could I possibly sell 9 pashminas? This is from The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. First the colors, then the humans. That's usually how I see things, or at least how I try. Here is a small fact. You are going to die. I am, in all truthfulness, attempting to be cheerful about this whole topic. Though most people find themselves hindered in believing me, no matter my protestations, please, trust me. I most definitely can be cheerful. I can be amiable, agreeable, affable, and that's only the A's. Just don't ask me to be nice. Nice has nothing to do with me. Reaction to the aforementioned fact? Does this worry you? I urge you, don't be afraid. I'm nothing if not fair. Of course, an introduction. A beginning. Where are my manners? I could introduce myself properly, but it's not really necessary. You will know me well enough, and soon enough, depending on the diverse range of variables. It suffices to say that at some point in time, I will be standing over you as genially as possible. Your soul will be in my arms. A color will be perched on my shoulder. I will carry you gently away. At that moment, you will be lying there. I rarely find people standing up. You will be caked in your own body. There might be a discovery. A scream will dribble down the air. The only sound I'll hear after that will be my own breathing and the sound of my footsteps.